It's 7:45. I'm Anthony Morneau with KRWG News. Construction is almost complete on a new section of border wall in Sunland Park. This is the first crowd-funded border barrier built with private donations on private land. Mallory Falk reports.
A cement mixer pours concrete onto the ground near a newly built barrier at the corner where New Mexico, Texas, and Mexico meet. Construction workers in bright green and orange t-shirts stand at the ready with shovels to smooth the new concrete into a road for Border Patrol vehicles.
This is a project that was started by the American people who all believed in border security and who believe there is a crisis down here.
Brian Colfage looks out over the construction site. All this was his brainchild. Back in December, the Air Force veteran started a GoFundMe campaign and raised more than $20 million for Trump's proposed border wall. The original idea was to send that money directly to the federal government. But once Colfage found out the money wouldn't necessarily go to the wall, he decided to do it himself. He founded a nonprofit called We Build the Wall and hired a construction company, Fisher Industries, to start building on private land.
1,500 people from the Fisher Industries team stood up and was so proud and honored for We Build the Wall to give us a shot to do this.
Tommy Fisher is president. He's pitching his company as the best contractor for other sections of the wall on private or government land.
We have, you know, the ability to build in the multi-billions and build miles and miles and miles.
And he's not the only one who sees this as just the beginning. Another is Chris Kobach, former Secretary of State of Kansas and now legal counsel for We Build the Wall. He says the group's already identified 10 other potential sites.
We've kept the locations secret, and then once we start building, of course, we announce here we are.
Customs and Border Protection says they're not a partner on this project and that this stretch of land in New Mexico isn't a high-priority site. But Kobach claims his group's been in close communication with officials. And once construction is done, in his words, they'll hand over the keys to the car.
I know for a fact that they are very eager to take control of the site and use it.
We Build the Wall may have been in communication with Border Patrol. But when it comes to local government, that's a different story. Javier Perea is mayor of Sunland Park. He says the city learned at the very last minute that this wall project was in the works, and construction started before all the permits were in order.
This is an issue that was railroaded into the city of Sunland Park, and you know it takes time for us to review documents and ensure that everything's in compliance.
Sunland Park is small, fewer than 20,000 people, and has limited resources. The mayor says the city was already struggling to deal with permitting issues, and then when he ordered a temporary pause on construction, he and his staff were flooded with calls from wall supporters, and his family even received death threats. Ultimately, Perea lifted the cease and desist order, and Fisher Industries got back to work completing the wall. Perea doesn't believe the new structure will have much of an impact.
The construction of this border wall, I do not believe is going to accomplish what many people think it will. And what it will accomplish is that maybe it'll funnel some people to different areas in the desert.
He says a half mile of private wall isn't the solution to the border crisis. But regardless, the wall is there now, and some residents of Sunland Park aren't happy.
We're going to start in 5 minutes.
About 30 people gathered in a senior center, questioning how a project like this could get pushed through so quickly.
They're frustrated. They cannot get a permit expedited. They have to wait. They have consequences.
City Councilor Olga Nunez organized the meeting. She says the city betrayed its residents' trust, and she's calling for an independent investigation into exactly what happened.
It's very important that this doesn't happen to us again.
A very well-resourced group of individuals swooped into town and basically overwhelmed the permitting process for Sunland Park. And I assume they could do that anywhere in any small town in America. If they come in the dead of night and before the town knows what hit them, there's a border wall.
Kevin Bixby is with the Southwest Environmental Center, one of the groups challenging the Trump administration in court over its plans for a border wall. Recently, he was celebrating a victory. A federal judge temporarily blocked the administration from redirecting defense funds for border wall construction. Then he learned about the private border wall.
It was quite a shock.
Bixby says when it comes to private construction projects, fewer environmental laws apply.
Certain laws, like the National Environmental Policy Act, only apply if there's a federal connection to the project, if there's a federal permit that needs to be issued, or if there's federal funding, or if it's a federal agency that's undertaking it. And that would appear not to be the case with the Sunland Park wall.
But he says other environmental laws do apply on private property. Sunland Park Mayor Javier Perea says he's still confirming if the group is following all city ordinances and state regulations. If it isn't, the city could issue fines. For KRWG Public Media, I'm Mallory Falk.
And in an update on this story, the city of Sunland Park will discuss legal action over the border wall in a closed-door executive session tonight before its regular council meeting at 6 p.m.